It's good to see all of you here for this celebration of the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. Sometimes people confuse this. They think, well, it's Mary conceiving Jesus, but it really isn't. It's about Mary being conceived, being prepared to be the mother of Jesus. So to appreciate what we believe, we go back to the beginning. Our first reading is right at the beginning of Genesis. So we know God created this world out of nothing. He put into it order, design, purpose. He made us in His image and likeness. But He gave us intellect, free will, so that we could make the fundamental choice to love Him. God does not force us to love. So unlike plants and animals and rocks and things like that, we have the rational soul to make that fundamental choice. As we hear in our passage today, Adam and Eve have sinned. They believed the lies of Satan. They thought they could be God. They could decide for themselves. This is right, this is wrong, rejecting God's truth. They thought they could have their own kingdom here and now. And because of that, sin entered this world. All of a sudden, that harmony that God had put into creation was shattered. And we see that. Notice that in the passage today from Genesis, God says to Adam and Eve, "Where are you?" Now they're hiding. They never hid from God before. They were friends of God, but now they're hiding. God knows where they are. But spiritually, this disharmony has come into the world. They've lost that friendship of grace. And then God asks Adam, "Well, why did you do it?" And what does Adam say? "Well, the woman you put here with me, she made me do it." Now notice that. Not only does Adam blame Eve, he blames God. "You put her with me." So we see this disharmony. God asks Eve, "Why'd you do it?" "Well, the serpent made me do it. The devil made me do it." Please. So this disharmony and sin grew. But notice in the gospel, we also have hope. The Genesis account, we have hope. Because God's not going to let this stay disrupted, disharmonious. God's going to fix it. So we hear where God says that the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Her offspring will be the enmity of the offspring of Satan. This has always been seen as a foreshadowing of the mystery of Christ, that the woman, Mary, will be a new Eve who will bear a Savior who will defeat the work of Satan and restore the life of grace and restore the kingdom that has been lost. And so, time goes on. And even though there's this chasm of sin, God has the plan that Jesus, true God, will become true man. For only He can offer that sacrifice to heal the chasm caused by this sin. Only He, true God, who became true man, can offer the sacrifice that transcends time. And by His resurrection, open the gates of heaven, the true paradise, and restore the life of grace even here and now. But for that to happen, it takes a mother, a very special mother. So here, as we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, we remember in God's plan of salvation, Mary is prepared from the very first moment of her life to be that mother. Yes, she's a virgin, but she's also full of grace. By God's power, she's preserved free of all sin, even original sin. Because then we can see the break with the old. No longer are we going to have the sin of Adam and Eve handed on. No longer is there going to be this old stain of the past creation. We're going to have a new creation. We're going to have an absolutely new beginning. And so Mary, by God's special favor, was born, was conceived, free of all sin. She was full of grace. And why full of grace? She had to make the choice to serve the Lord. God doesn't force her. The archangel Gabriel tells her, and she says, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And so she becomes the new Eve. And she becomes, because she's the Savior of our, the mother of our Savior, she becomes our mother too. So my brothers and sisters, we rejoice because this gives us true hope that God in His love and mercy has conquered all sin and restored a life of grace through our Savior Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, who is full of grace. So let us rejoice this day. And as we look towards Christmas, just about 2 weeks away, let us contemplate the beautiful life of our Blessed Mother. Again, looking at the Holy Rosary, think of her, because it is through her eyes that we contemplate Jesus and meditate upon our beautiful Savior who came into this world that first Christmas to free us from sin and to give us that promise of everlasting life. May God bless you.